Jesus made it very clear where your treasure is, your heart will be. So what are you living for in this world? Most people have Jesus as a bumper sticker, a t-shirt, a hat, a Sunday religious service. He is not their Lord and Master and Savior. Everybody wants the way to eternal life, but very few people want the truth and that life that Christ calls you to. He calls you out of the world. He calls you out of Satan's kingdom. He calls you to be transformed and made new. He calls you to obedience, and he said you will be hated for his name's sake. If you don't stand against the world, and if you're not hated for the cause of Christ, you are not a biblical Christian. You have no hope because the world loves its own. And the flesh leads the way to destruction. And Satan has created all these man-made heresies and religions to deceive you. How can you know the truth? John 16. Jesus said, the Spirit says you can have all truth. He will teach you all truth. And unless you're living by the Word of God, you're actually not living the truth at all. If you're living like the world, if you're living like the flesh, if you're following what Satan has designed, how can you claim the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? You cannot do it on this day. You cannot do it in eternity. You're going to be judged by a holy God and sent away. Our job is to go in the streets and remind you that wrath is coming, that a puny few of you per Matthew 7 are going to find eternal life. That's our job, to call you out of the world, to let you know, hey, I got a choice to make. I serve Jesus Christ, and I have life. Or I don't serve Jesus Christ, and I get the second death, physical death, and then judgment in the lake of fire. We don't want one neighbor to end up in the lake of fire, but we know most of you are going to be there. You're going to choose it. The Bible says, choose this day whom you will serve. Who are you serving today? Are you serving the King of Kings? And are you serving the Lord of Lords?
You name it.
Yeah, you're talking about both parties, right?
No, I'm talking about the Democrats.
Yeah, I was calling to Republicans too, because I mean, there's no hope in politics, sir. There isn't. Okay. Donald Trump, if you think Donald Trump is the answer and you think he pleases God, he actually wants to...
I didn't say he was the answer.
Yeah, I know. He actually wants to legalize homosexuality. Did you know that?
I never heard that one before.
He does. He does. And look at his life. He's far from a godly man. Yeah. So the hope is in Jesus Christ and his return and his shed blood. Check out that gospel on there.
Okay.
So the man, I just preached in front of the Democratic booth, and the man says, you called that out right. And then when I helped him see the sin of his Republican Party and their savior, Donald Trump, he's not quite so happy with that.
So and where did the other people go that said I would be happy to be a Democrat?
Where did people go that said I'd be happy to be a Democrat?
Back there, they said I would be happy to be a Democrat because of you guys.
Really? We really don't care. We're not into politics. I was just calling out the Democrats, the Republicans. Did you guys get a gospel card?
I don't need one.
You do need one.
I have him right here.
No. If you're not obeying him, you don't have him.
I do have him.
Oh, but have you come?
We're not obeying him.
Have you come out of the world?
Oh, yeah. It says we're not obeying him.
Have you come out of the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you come out of the world? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me.
Nothing here matters.
Then why are you here? Why are you here, sir? Is this your wife? Why are you guys here?
Yes.
Okay, is that worldly and fleshly, or did God call us to be spiritual and preach the gospel? I'm here because of my sign, sir. Preaching Jesus.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you guys probably belong to a church system?
Yeah.
Which one, can I ask?
Catholic.
The Roman Catholic faith is not of God. We love you enough. I got articles on my teaching blog. They killed 50 million people.
You can get articles anywhere.
But I can take you to God's word. They killed 50 million people. I can take you to the Catechism and God's Word and show you how it's totally opposed.
So
there is no Pope in the Bible. Mary was a sinner and she admitted she was. The bread and the wine is not Jesus' literal body. Yes, it is. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit bears witness in heaven isn't in the Bible.
I love Jesus.
Really? Sir, you're being led away by feminization. A Catholic man who his wife's leading him around saying that, talked about politics and they have Jesus in their heart. You don't have Jesus in your heart when you're not obeying him. Worldly people that follow dead man-made religion, they're not going to find the kingdom of God.
But churches equals lies.
Because it's true. A man just walked out and said,
every pastor in every church are liars?
Name one that's telling the truth.
No.
Name one that's telling the truth.
Answer my question.
Name one that's telling the truth. Jesus often answered questions with a question. Name one.
Mike Householder.
I'm sorry?
Mike Householder, Des Moines, Iowa.
Mike Householder, Des Moines, Iowa. What's he part of? What body?
You can't tell me every pastor is a liar.
They're teaching false doctrine, sir. You won't even... Who is he? What does he teach? No, what church is he with? There's a people you get. You get these people that walk up to you, and they have these lame platitudes, and they're not interested in the truth of God. They're interested in just arguing, and you ask them who's a biblical pastor, and he mentioned some guy in Des Moines, Iowa. I can promise you if we look him up, you're going to find false doctrine, sin, false gospels, worldliness from the guy in Des Moines, Iowa. I'll look him up. And if I don't find that, I'll report it back. If we find a biblical body, Sister Amen, guess where we're going?
Well, we're going to report it first and then go.
And then we're going to go to Des Moines, Iowa. But yeah, we haven't found one like that because the bodies that are in buildings and even in house churches, there's few, folks. The remnant is few. And they don't want to believe it because they love their sin, they love their worldliness, they love their carnality. But the remnant is few, and unless you come out of the world, you have no hope, folks. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly life. Jesus did not die so you could feed your flesh. Jesus didn't die so you could walk in carnality. Christ is a glorious Savior. Christ is worthy to be lifted up and praised. There is no salvation without repentance. There is no salvation without the shed blood of Jesus. There is no salvation without new life in Christ. There is no salvation without holiness. There is no salvation without obedience. There is no salvation without endurance. This is the path to eternal life. And God made a way for his people to know it, to follow it, to keep it.